This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, time for Low Your Guess as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. You get to pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine.
God, I almost don't want to go to him because this song rocks. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Mike, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Mike, your categories today. We have the states with the worst dental health in the United States. They factored in several metrics: percentage of adults and adolescents who regularly visit the dentist, number of dentists, dental clinics, treatment cost, consumption of sugary drinks. So we have the bottom 10 worst states for dental health. This is actually a lot easier of a category than you would imagine.
Yeah.
Then from eatthis.com, they put out a list of the 100 unhealthiest foods on the planet. They are your basic, average, regular, day-to-day snack foods and foods. There are 10 of those. So would you rather go with the unhealthiest foods on the planet or the 10 worst dental health states in the United States?
Let's go with the worst food.
Worst foods on the planet.
Yeah.
According to eatthis.com, the unhealthiest foods on the planet are listed below. A lot of them are snack foods and foods that we eat every single day.
What are some of the examples of ones that are not in your top 10?
Not in the top 10, but in with the top 100. Coffee creamer, barbecue sauce, frozen dinners, ketchup.
Okay.
Granola, right. Fast food, smoothies, both bottled and fresh, believe it or not. Also on the list, dried fruit.
I've heard that, man.
For whatever. What? Dried fruit.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Swear to God. Okay. So, Mike, you know the game is played. The category is the 10 unhealthiest foods on the planet. So far today, I have had one of these foods.
Ah, okay.
Available in the office, on the kitchen counter.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So basically,
you're welcome.
Mike, it's your tried and true stuff. It's nothing too complicated on this. But you know what's unhealthy and what isn't.
So I'll start with chips.
Potato chips are the number one unhealthiest food on the planet.
Oh, damn.
Wow. According to eatthis.com. Now you are in the right ballpark.
Jeez.
All right? Stick where you are and you're going to be good.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
Chips.
Potato chips, number one.
How about donuts?
How about donuts at number eight? I think you've got this one kind of figured out.
I don't know.
All right, doing pretty good so far, man.
Candy bars.
Candy bars. Believe it or not. Not in the top 10.
I would go cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like chips, cookies, donuts.
Yeah, let's go cookies.
Number six. I ate that whole box of Samoas when I found them.
The ones on the counter?
No, the ones that I had in my house.
Oh.
I ate them in one night. I came downstairs the next day and I'm like, oh my God, I ate the entire box of these things. Jesus.
Oreos.
There's only like nine of them.
Oreo cookies.
Oreos are a cookie.
Yeah, no, they're like four. I think there's 16 in there, Samoa-wise.
Good work.
They're delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mike, so far you got 3 out of 10. Donuts at 8, cookies at 6, potato chips at number 1.
How about soda? Well, that's not a food, though, right?
No, it's not a food. Not a food.
I mean, just guessed on this list so far, and I would think, like, pizza?
Oh, yeah, food, pizza. Pizza's probably not very good for you.
Not the worst.
No.
Not pizza.
Believe it or not.
I'm guessing something like maybe like ice cream or cake or pie.
Mm.
How about a bacon cheeseburger?
How about a bacon cheeseburger? That comes in at number 5. Fast food burgers.
Damn. Really?
What always goes good with a burger? What do you like with a burger?
French fries.
Number
baby.
4.
Jesus.
Hey, all the good stuff.
And I'm making burgers tonight.
Yes.
Sorry, kids.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What? Okay. Mike, I'll give you a hint here since you got two strikes. Left are very, very basic desserts, like elementary school basic desserts at a, maybe, I don't know, a kid's birthday party.
So like popsicles or...
Cake.
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 Cake is number 10.
Number 10.
Mm-hmm. What goes good with cake?
Oh, ice man, cream. Don't say
ice, ice cream.
Ice cream is number 9. So far, you're correct with cake at 10, ice cream at 9, donuts at 8. We've got cookies at 6, burgers at 5, french fries at 4, and potato chips number 1. So there are 3 foods that are unhealthy remaining. You've got 2 strikes against you and 7 out of 10 correct on the unhealthiest foods on the planet.
Hmm. Let's see here.
I'll give you a hint. You were closer with burgers than anything else. It's more of a main course, so to speak, in that realm.
Like a burgers, taco or a burrito or something?
Yeah. Yeah, how about let's go with tacos.
Tacos. Actually, they're pretty good for you, and that's 3rd strike. Tacos are not the worst.
Not
close,
bad, man.
Close to like a steak?
Steaks, not
hot dogs.
Hot dogs are number
close
3. Processed meats. Bacon, hot dogs, everything you would put in between slices of what?
Bread.
What kind of bread specifically?
Brioche
white bread.
White bread number 2 on the list. There's one more. The reason we know this one more is because seemingly it doesn't seem like it's that heavy. There are cancerous agents, whether you work in the plant, whether you inhale this stuff when you open the bag when it's done cooking. You don't think it's bad for you.
Microwaved
popcorn.
Oh.
Microwave popcorn is the 7.
Every goddamn thing I like.
Unhealthiest food on the planet. So here they are.
It's not that unhealthy.
If you want to hear them, cake is number 10.
Like
ice cream at 9.
Love
donuts
it.
8. Microwave popcorn
Love
7.
It.
Cookies 6.
Love
fast
it.
Food burgers at 5.
Love it.
French fries come in at number 4.
Love it.
Number 3, your processed meats. Bacon
Love
and hot dogs. White bread number 2. And potato chips is the number 1 unhealthiest food on the planet.
Doesn't that just sound like the average American diet on the fly?
If you're sitting down the cook, but microwave popcorn and cake?
Right.
Only because cake, I feel like you got to have
an occasion.
Right. Like, they sell slices of cake at the store, but I feel like you'd be more apt to buy ice cream
than a
than
slice
you
of
would
carrot
just...
cake or something.
Yeah.
So still I feel like unhealthy.
Cake... Yeah. And then
still
I don't
know to buy the dozen. Completely unhealthy. French fries, potato chips, man.
That's number 1.
They're the worst.
They are the worst.
I mean, look, basically, if it's got its own aisle, you're screwed.
That, you know what, man? That's a good way to point it out.
Yep. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.